wouldn't there? Well, there wouldn't be any way to judge. Well, there isn't. God is. You know, when it talks about God in the Bible, it says like the wind. He comes from someplace and goes someplace, and we don't know where he came from or where he went. Totally free. And we're totally free. Totally free. There is nobody, any place, or no thing, any place that's keeping books on you. You can do as you please. As long as you are willing to take the inevitable consequence of your thought and act. The great law of life says, we reap what we sow. You cannot plant radishes and get cucumbers. If you don't like radishes, don't plant them. Because that's what you're going to get. And if you don't like what's coming back into your life, change what you're pouring in. If you're pouring in slop, you get back slop. Now, I can go right down the middle of the road with that. But I can't go afoot with the God of judgment. You know? So, I changed the line in the Lord's Prayer. It says, lead us not into temptation. I changed it when I was quite young. To thou leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from evil. And when I got big, I bought me a direct translation of the Aramaic in a New Testament. The Aramaic was the tongue of Jesus. And I was reading it, and you know what he said? Thou leadest us not into temptation, but delivereth us from evil. That's a direct translation from Aramaic. So, what we sow, we reap. What we sow, we reap. And that's the great law of justice without judgment. We have a God of love and a great law of justice without judgment. And I can go right down the line with that. I changed St. Francis' prayer because he said, in dying that we awaken to eternal life. And I didn't want to wait that long. So I said, what do you mean? He meant in dying to self or surrender. In dying to self or surrender. That we awaken to eternal life. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I can't change the Catholic precepts and get out here and talk about them without getting a little authority. So I called Manresa. That's a Jesuit retreat house. The Jebbies are tops, you know, and that other deal. So I called him. And I said, listen to what I did to St. Francis' prayer. For it is in dying to self or surrender that we awaken to eternal life. And you know what that monkey said to me? I had old Father Toner on the line, knew him well. And he said, what the hell did you think he meant? And just like he had known it all his life. He never even thought about it till I told him. And dying to self or surrender that we break into eternal life. Now, and closing. And I've got to close, I guess. I love to talk. Do you ever notice that? I think the only roadblock between you and me and God, is the human ego. I think it's the only roadblock there is. And I think that it is divinely impossible